Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor, on an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous Tuesday morning. 77 degrees in Appleton, 76 in Oshkosh, 74 in Green Bay. How warm is it supposed to get?
92. We don't have Cameron on here, but I think his 3-degree thing was like 90. So it's.
I am going to bike like 30 miles today. I'm going to have such a sheen. It's going to be unbelievable.
Mac, I'm
totally grossed out right now.
Right.
I'm just going to say.
First time on the show. Todd, really? You too?
Yeah.
A sheen? I don't want to hear that word with you.
I'm going to have a sheen. You know what? There's a lot of chicks out there that would dig me in a sheen. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Oh, my God.
Special thanks, Robin Scott, this morning. Talk about Juneteenth. Hans Lux. Talked about Crime Stopper. Scott Vency, who was amazing, talked about high school sports in the area. And now Mac Hageman, senior reporter, neighborhood focus with NBC 26. I've talked about this before. I think you guys are doing a tremendous job in helping young reporters.
Yes.
Now, you and I have made the same circuit, basically. I started out one of the smallest markets in the country in Twin Falls, Idaho. You're from Montana with the small markets, moved all over the country and things like that. Correct me if I'm wrong. The hardest part is about the first 6 months you go to a new place.
Oh, man.
You don't know who to contact. You have no contacts. You have no whatever. And it takes a good 6 months to even get comfortable. What you guys do is you basically embed reporters in communities so that community is theirs. Wouldn't you agree, just as a reporter, that makes it a lot easier for you?
Oh, absolutely. Just being a part of the community and being able to... you know, be out there and just connect with people on a personal basis. I feel like you are able to develop those contacts so much easier. I want to say the first 6 months of just pronouncing some of the names
Absolutely.
And looking at the map, it's like, oh my gosh, where am I and what decision did I make?
And I'll be like, go to Shawano and cover this story with this. It's like, I don't know anybody. I don't even know who to talk to.
You just show up and act like you know what's going on.
Absolutely.
That's kind of how it works.
As long as you don't go to Shawano.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I haven't said that yet, but it's probably going to happen.
But people, they got a little sense. Because some of the weather guys, they just, I don't know, they didn't study it. And
I struggled.
Run out of town one time?
I struggled the most with Berlin.
Berlin,
Every time I have screwed that one up before. Yes.
Yeah, and Bonduelle, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
But I think what's cool about your station is, you know, we've kind of had, the news has been pretty traditional, right? The anchor desk and then, you know, come in or talk about this and... You guys have really looked at it differently, and I think, to your credit, I think we gather news differently now,
Absolutely.
Right? It's a little shorter, and we don't need Walter Cronkite. We want to know really what's going on in the community, and I think, you know, I'm going to give you guys a lot of credit for, you know, kind of breaking that mold a little bit.
Absolutely. I feel like we're trying something different, and at the beginning, when you do something new and there's change, people are very resistant to anything that's different whatsoever. So we are hearing that from some of the folks throughout Northeast Wisconsin, but we are also having the opportunity to go to some of these smaller communities where, you know, reporters don't typically have a beat. They don't show up unless there's a big crime event, and I know that's so frustrating to so many of the viewers out there. They're like, oh, why don't you cover stories in my community, my neighborhood? And I feel like we are finally getting the opportunity to do that and do it well. It's been fun.
Your guy in Manitowoc does a great job.
Yeah, Preston's great.
Absolutely.
And
although your guy, Lemo, a few years ago in Pulaski. Do you remember Lemo?
Chris Lemo? Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I feel bad, though. I gave him such a lead on a story he said he was going to really investigate.
It was probably about John. But...
I don't know if you would. No, I told him, I said about the crime of the century in Pulaski nobody's ever solved. Who stole the Kishka?
I have not heard that one, but I might have to look into it.
So Lemo's looking into that.
He's still on that. He'll get back to you.
Set him down a rabbit hole. Right. But in doing that, I want to give you some confidence that to be patient because here in our community, we're, I don't know if conservative is the right word, but traditional.
Yeah, sure.
And I remember when Aurora came here. Remember that? It's like not in our house. You know, it was a new hospital system in a community that has been growing, right? I mean, and we are a regional healthcare center, right? From the UP, people come here, Shawano and or Shawano. and I just think you got to stick with it. You know, change
Absolutely.
Is difficult for a lot of people, but in this community, it can be a little challenging. But you know, I love the energy that you guys bring to news.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun being able to go in. So I was hired as the morning anchor. So coming in 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to read scripts for about an hour, make sure everything is going as smoothly as possible. And then for those 2 hours that you're on air, I mean, you're just thinking about all the technical issues and making sure you're not screwing up and making sure you're, you know, saying Shano correctly.
Yeah.
As, you know, starting out, you typically don't say some of the names of those communities correctly. Right now, I love being able to come into work because it's just more content focused. I'm worried about, I don't want to say worried, but just focusing more on the story that I'm going to be doing for that day or the people that I'm going to be able to connect with versus the technical aspect of, did that graphic have the wrong word spelled, you know, something like that. It's been fun.
One thing though, too, coming into a new area, it's kind of exciting too, because you know, when you're in there, no disrespect, Jim, but I guarantee you there's reports like, oh, another press conference with the mayor. Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, I mean, it's just kind of like, you know what I mean? And going to a new area is kind of exciting at times because it's so new for you. And that's what's cool with young reporters. Yeah. But I think what's cool about with you guys allowing them to learn that one specific community,
yeah,
I think on their behalf, I would love to have been in a situation like that.
100%. I've said this to so many of the people who I've worked with through the years, and being able to try this strategy when I was starting out 15 years ago, I would have absolutely loved that. Just being in my hometown, being able to share the stories, because you make so many more connections on a personal level basis that way, I feel like.
Absolutely.
And I think at a young age, as a new reporter, you become an expert.
Sure.
And I think sometimes back in the day, I think maybe you guys, the new reporters, were kind of talked down to, or, you know, stuff rolls downhill.
Mm-hmm.
But you get these people who are embedded, like Johnny said, in these communities. They become the expert in that community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those are the folks that, right, you know, people are reaching out to when they have story pitches or ideas or things that are affecting them too. So it's been really nice to, I guess, not necessarily have a neighborhood here, but, you know, have a community, being able to go over all over northeast of Wisconsin. I would say it's home now. So,
you know, we just had Scott Vency on long time. How many, 22 years?
No, I think it was more than that.
Was it 2002?
Because I was in 22. 2000, no, that's longer. 2002 would be
22 years.
22 no. years.
Yeah, Jim, it would be 22 years.
I'm not good at math, but I can figure that one out.
No? How many years would it be, Jim?
Carry the two, add the three.
I'm not a morning reporter like you.
That's right.
But and we're talking about the way things have changed in sports writing. Obviously, things have changed a lot. But just for yourself, 15 years of the business.
Yeah.
There's never been a time period in the history of media that things have changed more in a 15-year span than TV has over that time span. You've had to go along for the ride.
And yeah.
Tell me where it is today versus where it was.
Oh, my gosh. Even in the last year, I was talking about this with my assistant news director this morning, in the amount of changes that we have experienced just in the last year in comparison to the last 15 years is just astronomical. My older sister worked for a newspaper for a long time, and she kept saying, you know, you got to get out. You got to do the PR route. I mean, that's the way to go. And I mean, I still read the newspaper. It's just online. You're doing things more digitally now. So that's, I would say that's kind of the angle that's, you know, taking over right now.
But another thing, though, like, okay, let's say you came out with a statement, okay? It used to be people would wait till the 6 o'clock news to see it, okay?
Oh, no.
Holy cow.
No.
It is. It's amazing.
And yeah, it's wild.
The other thing is that you can say something that you don't really mean to say, and that's all over, too.
Sure.
Not from you so much as this whole social media. We had a guy on yesterday that we were talking about that has a marketing company, and he talked about a lot the change in technology, the cost, how it's kind of come down a little bit. I mean, from the old days of two camera people, or I mean, a reporter and a cameraman, or
his
camera
first
person,
camera
I should
was $17,000.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's using a phone.
Yeah, those days are gone. Although Leopold, the school caught fire, what was it, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Going to that story, I mean, I showed up there by myself. I had a camera and a live view. That's what we plug in so we can go live. It was me, myself, and I doing breaking news in the morning for 2 hours by myself, just trying to do three jobs at once.
When
that's
I was
kind of what you have to
when
do.
When I was doing it, you'd have the possibly an engineer, the photog, the live in, you raise the big antenna, string cables like you can't believe.
I mean, you can still do that, but it's not necessarily the case.
Right.
I would say like election night, that's kind of how that works. But on any given day out of the year, 364 days out of the year, it's you. And if you have a, you know, pretty deep work ethic, you'll be fine.
Did you stay sober on election nights all the time? Yes or no?
He says absolutely not.
Yes or no?
Back to back.
Thank you,
Mac, Todd. Part of what Johnny and I do in informing or not educating, but really informing the public, tell me about the career path. Somebody new, I think the media still, I don't use the word sexy, but it's still an attractive job, right?
Sure.
I think people can get out. I think some people don't mind seeing themselves on TV, but
sure.
I also think people are really concerned about their communities.
Absolutely. I would say, you know, if I look at news as you are being a community advocate. So even if I'm not necessarily born and raised from the Green Bay, Wisconsin area, I love being able to come here and, like you said, become an expert. So you just come here, you know what's going on, you're involved with the people, you're meeting community members, and you have a deep understanding of what's going on at all times. And I mean, people will reach out to you and be like, oh, you got this wrong, or that you didn't get the full story. And it's, you know, to the best of your ability of being a journalist throughout the years. And that's what I've learned. When people are telling you, hey, you should have done this or that, it's like, oh, well, at least they're paying attention. So it makes you feel like you're actually doing a good job.
That's exactly what Scott Vensey said.
Yeah.
10 minutes ago, Scott Vensey said the exact same thing. We're with Mac Hageman, senior reporter, NBC 26. Interesting stuff you guys got going on. Can you stick around to the bottom of the hour?
Absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we're talking about, okay, Jim, okay, we're going to, Todd actually is going to beat him. Till white stuff comes out of his skull one day, okay? The next time he criticizes a weather
person. Oh, my goodness.
Person.
You got to, Mac.
Jim, I wanted to be, I wanted to be a meteorologist. That's what I wanted to be, was a weatherman.
Okay. Yeah,
but well, I didn't want to.
Because you're right half the time.
No,
yeah, that's just,
sometimes, wow, yeah. See, look at that.
It's relentless.
But I couldn't do all the science. I couldn't do the job. So I would have been just one of those guys standing in front of the chroma key pointing at H's and L's. Right?
He talks about that test is unbelievable.
Yeah. And then, you know. And then Jim, you know.
Yeah.
I have much more. I think sometimes. Let me just explain this to you.
Please do.
When I was in office, we had a lot of events.
Yeah.
And we sometimes relied on the weather.
Oh,
and
sure.
They were wrong. And
oh, my God. That every time, Jim? Every time?
Half, Johnny. I was not. And that used to bother me. It's like, come on, you guys said this wasn't going to happen. And, well, you know, shifting this or whatever. And
The 3-degree guarantee now?
Cameron was always my man. Have I said that, you guys? I have said that since day one. Cameron is my man.
Very good. I like to hear that. I'll make sure to let him know.
Does he know
too.
That?
Well, we actually had Cameron call him on his birthday.
Yeah, he did, which is awesome. Very cool. All right, you got to stick around.
Absolutely.
Mac Hageman, senior reporter, NBC 26, back with more right after this. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Once again, 77 in Appleton already, 76 in Oshkosh, 74 in Green Bay. What's Cameron saying in his 3-degree guarantee today? 92?
I think 90. I think it's pretty close to the 90, so yeah. Wow. It's going to be a warm one out.
He'll be
there.
All right.
I'm not even kidding about that. I'm going to bike ride so far, and I'm going to take a picture of me. I'm going to send it to you.
Send it to somebody. You're talking to Mac? Because I don't want it.
Todd wants it.
No. So, Mac, have been here. You haven't been here that long, really, to be an anchor or to be a whatever you call yourselves, the director.
Bureau chief.
Okay, sorry.
Can we call you that?
Sure. Okay. Right. I like titles.
We're big on titles around here.
I don't have a title.
No, that's why we're big on titles. We award them where they're appropriate.
Mr. Sheen.
Yeah. Oh, man. I like that. Call me
Mr. Sheen. Especially on today. Yeah.
So, Mr. Sheen.
Mac, you've been around.
Good, Mr. Sheen.
You Montana, Little Rock. Green Bay received that award for the best place to live in the United States, which I'm curious as to what you thought of that as someone who's really been around and only been here a couple of years.
Oh, I completely understand. I mean, pulling into town, it's so clean here. It's so nice. It's
Cameron
amazing.
Moreland is the most reliable of our local weather people! !!
True that.
Got a text in there for you.
Yeah, thank you, that.
Mac. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you, Mrs. Moreland.
Nice. Yeah, Green Bay's been great. I want to say, just going to the first Packers game, that experience. I just feel like there's such a sense of community around the Packers by itself, and that's been awesome just to be a part of. So,
you know, the first thing when I moved here from Flint, the first thing I noticed was just how clean it was.
Like, yeah,
100%. Driving along the highways,
right?
In Michigan,
there's not trash Southern, everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You go between like Flint and Detroit, and it's garbage. It's whatever, and it's like, wow.
Yeah,
it's really clean.
And people are so friendly here. I remember telling Ryan, my boss, that the very first, like, first couple of weeks that I was here, I was like, people are almost suspiciously nice in comparison to what I was used to dealing with.
I remember going to the gas station in Green Bay, okay? And I go and I said, $10, pump three. And she doesn't, what? She said, it must not be working. I said, she goes, did you pump? I go, no, I'm paying you before. She says, why are you doing that?
Oh, yeah.
And do that like, here. She says, why are you paying before you pump? I said, well, in Flint,
right.
you had bulletproof glass about this thing. Yeah. You had a little chute that you put your money in, and you don't touch the pump until you pay.
100%.
She says, I've never heard of that. It's like, I like this area.
Yeah. Coming from Champaign, Illinois, I mean, the crime there in comparison to here is just day and night. I want to say, just walking around here at nighttime, I feel completely safe. There's never been a moment I'm like, oh, I'm needing to watch behind my back.
You know, I was walking down the street to get some medicinal help at 1:30 this morning. And
stumbling. Go ahead. Well,
crawling.
Okay, no. I was just, but it's like it was a beautiful night, and it's like the streets. It's like, how many cities can at 1:30 in the morning, can you just walk up and down the block if you want to and not worry about the slightest thing?
Exactly. Yeah, that's just how it is here.
Just to underscore that, city council meetings sometimes would get a little contentious and sometimes go a little bit late to like 1 in the morning.
Yeah. Didn't you punch a guy one time?
And
did you punch a guy one time?
Anyway, we're back to, I want to talk, I just want to say that I would come home and my dog was like, oh, God, I'm glad you're home. And I'd go for a walk and really at 1:15 in the morning, especially now, it's so nice out, and just to chill and just to like, I got to wind down.
Yeah.
But, and I never felt threatened.
Does Milton know you had a different dog?
I had a different dog, but I felt threatened in the council meeting, but I never felt threatened when I walked around at night.
Yeah. You weren't around for those days, were you?
I wasn't. No, I missed out on those. Yeah,
that's fine. You didn't miss much, believe me. So what are your plans? I mean, you're a young guy.
I'm not really sure, to be completely honest. I like the company that I'm working for. It's been good to me. You know, we're changing, we're evolving every day, as we were talking about. Right. So I feel like if I have a plan, I might as well write it down, crumple it up and throw it in the trash, because that's just kind of how it is.
Johnny was saying that your industry, the opportunities come up unexpectedly, right? Whereas like, I think some of us, like maybe in business or even in politics, you kind of put a plan together. I'm going to be here this year and 4 years here, eight years there. But
wait, what's your saying? If you want to make God laugh, put together your list.
Put together your plan.
Your plan.
Yeah, he must have been in the media.
Yeah. So. But what would you say to somebody? And I'm sure you speak at classes and everything, and people see the glitzy side of TV or even radio. You know, and they think that's 90% of it.
It's so glamorous.
That's like 1% of it. What would you say to a class right now about wanting to get into the media? What advice would you give?
I would say if you want to be a storyteller and you want to know exactly what's happening and be part of a community, it's great. But there's so much more to it than you would probably realize. So just keep an open mind as much as you possibly can if that's the route that you think you want to take.
Let me ask you, how much technical education do you need to be you?
Technical education?
Like in terms of learning the equipment, Todd and I went to a media event. What was that called, Todd?
The WBAs were in Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
And just a ton of students were there.
Yeah.
And a big interest in media. Sports, more than anything, I got to be honest with you.
But, and TV.
And TV, right.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
And what do they need to study in school? I mean, obviously journalism, but...
I would say just the editing software by itself and then the different programs that's... stations will have for their news gatherings content as well. The majority of the places that I've worked, it's all been relatively similar. So when I start a new job, that's my biggest frustration. It's like, okay, I know how to do this at my last station and I'm so much quicker and I would be able to do that. But it just takes, I would say, a few months just to kind of get used to it. It can be certainly overwhelming at first, but once you get the hang of it, it's like, oh, it's just a muscle memory
thing. Until you do get that hang of it, you're out. If you're sitting in an editing station, you're under pressure. You're under the gun.
Yeah. Yep.
And you got one eye on that clock the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're having problems with this new system,
yep.
You want to talk about getting that flop sweat in your forehead. It really can be a scary thing, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Trying to meet your deadlines when... you know, technology is malfunctioning around you. It's just like, oh, well, it's just another day in live TV. Yep. It's just kind of how it works.
Mac, have you ever had one of those broadcaster's dreams where, and John and I talk about this all the time. For me, it's walking into a studio and not knowing the equipment. Yep. I had that dream. Do you have one as a reporter? Oh, absolutely.
I have one where I get a sportscast coming up and I don't have a single thing done and I can't get it done. And yep, so go ahead.
I would say starting out in most different TV stations, I will have that recurring dream for the first couple of months on and off. And it's always like a situation. I'm showing up. I'm not prepared. I'm like wearing the wrong clothes. And the newscast and the scripts are in Spanish or something ridiculous like that. And then all of a sudden I'll just wake up and nightmare. I'm like, oh my gosh, you wake up and you're like, am I supposed to be at work? Am I late?
Yep.
You just think about stuff like that.
As the bureau chief, do you do editorials? The reason I ask that, one of your competitors, he'll come out and say, this is what I think about this or that. And I'm just curious if you do that. But really, my real question is, what do you think about the Surgeon General saying that he thinks there should be warning labels on social media?
I wouldn't say that I necessarily have an opinion about that. I would look into it and probably, as a journalist, I would want to go and get the pro and the con and see what they have to say and then just kind of go from there. Then I would want to probably speak with parents and see what they're saying as well to try to get their feedback. That's so much what journalism is. It's not necessarily looking at an idea and immediately making a decision. It's looking at an idea and trying to not necessarily get all the perspectives, but just try to understand what everyone's thinking at the same time.
Cool.
So
I like one thing. If you're going to be on TV, can I just, I mean, I was in TV for 100 years.
Yeah.
Can I just give you a little advice?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to start, how do I put this gently? Start looking better. You got to start working out.
Oh my God.
You want to go bike riding?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
You want to go bike riding with me?
I hope the videos are on. I mean, Johnny, this white washed up dude, gray hair. You
giving me advice.
You look like you just came from the gym.
Okay. I'll take it.
I'm just trying to help, Jim.
Wow. I will take the help. I'll take
you're
it.
You're welcome. Matt Hageman,
I think you're doing a great job.
Don't be a stranger. Okay. Neighborhood Focus, NBC 26. I love what you guys are doing and can't wait to be a part of it some more.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Matt.
We're going to take a quick break. Lisa Hale will be with us when we come back.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on a beautiful Tuesday. What a weird day, though. What? 92 degrees, but 30 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, I know.
That's a weird combination. Yeah. So when I go biking today, I'm just going to have to try to find a way to get it like right behind me. You know what I mean? Just kind of
with that.
You know what I'm going to be like? I'm going to be like one of those guys we're talking to when I got my sheen. Yeah. I just hope the wind doesn't blow the sheen off me. But I'm going to be like.
So do the people around you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be like one of those guys we were talking about yesterday. We're talking about the Freedom Free Fall, the parachutists.
Yes.
But we're talking about those guys that do that other thing where it almost looks like a flying squirrel suit. And they jump off
the windsuit,
base
right?
jumpers with everything.
And they go under that arch in Utah.
Today would not be a bad day to start practicing for that. I think I might do that. Is Lisa there?
Lisa is here.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, fine. How are you?
Hey, Lisa.
Good. Lisa is our news bureau chief coming her way out of. Are you in Oshkosh? Lisa, where are you right now?
I am in Oshkosh, yes.
Okay. Have you been to that phenomenal market downtown?
Which market?
What market?
Wagner's.
Wagner's.
Yep.
Yes,
that
I am.
That place is sensational.
I know, right?
We're recruiting them to come up here. They should have one in Oshkosh. They do have a great one in Oshkosh. Appleton and Green Bay.
That's and got their pineapple teriyaki brats this weekend. I did.
Really?
Very awesome. Good.
Unbelievable. Good. Fantastic.
That sounds so good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So good.
So what are you working on?
I'm working on a bunch of stuff. And one thing that I think that you and Mino will be very interested in, especially Mino, there's a century ride happening in Oshkosh. Do you know what a century ride is?
A centurion ride?
I do not.
No, not a centurion, a century.
No.
I guess it would be like a centurion, but they call them centuries. It's a 100-mile bike ride.
Oh!
Why would John be interested in that?
Because I'm a biker. Because I'm a cyclist, Jim. I'm sorry, Lisa.
Because he bought a bike.
I apologize for his interruption. Go ahead, Lisa.
Because he bought a bike 4 days ago. Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
Right. But I know you ride your bike to work, too.
I do. It's here today.
You guys think you're up to a 30-mile or a 50-mile or a 62-mile or a 100-mile bike ride, you could do so for the Oshkosh Century.
100 miles. I mean, do you go 50 miles one way and turn around and come back, or is it more loops?
They've got a whole route planned for each one of the rides that they're going to be having Sunday that will take you that 50 miles. And yes, you'll start in one place and come back to the place that you started.
100 miles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I'm up to that yet. It'd be like about 86, 87.
Probably, I'd be at 90 something.
Yeah. That's about where I'm at right now. You know what, though? I don't think I bought the right kind of bike. I think my bike is a lot harder to pedal than most bikes.
But the gears?
Yeah, it's got gears, but I don't really know how to use them. Well, but I think it's... Wow, got this one. I can smell Mino from Appleton already. Smelly Sheen. Wow.
There you go.
That's somebody. By the way, congratulations to one of our big winners, Todd.
Yes. One of our listeners, Tori from Kewaunee, one of the big winners in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest.
Very nice.
We had several winners from the Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, Northeast Wisconsin area, but Tori, one of the grand prize winners.
All right, Tori. Congrats.
Nice.
Congrats, Tori.
On the bike thing, I will say with my bike too, I think the bike seat, I don't know if it's because we get older, but that
gel terrible.
Thing, I know. That gel seat, I don't know how much those are, but I think that's worth it.
I got to get that. Yeah. Even with my biker shorts, I'm kind of chafing a little bit. Ugh.
Okay, let's move on.
So, yeah, please. Anyway, it's a century, so you can do the short tours, 30. Which are like 30 miles, 50 miles, 62, which is a metric century.
Wow.
62 miles is, right. Or 100. And these cyclists, you know the flukies. These types of cyclists really like to do these 100-mile rides because it's something to push through. It's like running a marathon or you know, doing a 5K on a regular basis. It's something that they train for and push for.
And that's this weekend in Oshkosh?
This weekend in Oshkosh. It's to raise money for the Oshkosh YMCAs, which I think is awesome.
That's great. Wow.
100 miles. That's unbelievable.
Darn, I'm busy.
I know. I might do this. So I'm serious. I might show up.
Okay.
I got to get a all bike right. rack, though.
Why don't you just bike down there as a little warm-up, John?
I will.
60-mile warm-up.
I'll get that. Hello, Oshkosh. Check out this sheen. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I can tell you, I would not be able to do a 30-mile ride. I wouldn't be able to do a 100-mile ride. I can barely do a 1-mile ride. So, you know, if you attempt it, more power to you.
Right.
I will say this, though, and we talk about this all the time. We had a great time in Oshkosh last week. Just went around downtown and everything. That is such a... I hate to say this almost, I hope their Chamber of Commerce doesn't get mad at me, but it's such a well-kept secret. I don't know if people realize, just park your car and walk all over downtown Oshkosh, and you'll be amazed at the coffee shops and the little restaurants and the cool cocktail bars, of not just a bar, but, you know, cool bar. It's
the whole central,
downtown Oshkosh is awesome.
And the whole Central Park, too, just to chill.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, that is a real downtown. Like, sometimes downtowns are just a main street. But they've got everything down there, from the theater, like you said, to the bars, the restaurants, and a variety of restaurants, too. It's not all, you don't have any chains down there. You know, it's just really cool, authentic food and establishments. But in that park, you can sit in the park and just look around and it's just so clean.
Is that the Sundial Park?
Yeah, yes. Correct. Yep.
Yes.
It's called the Opera House Square Park.
The Opera House Square Park, but there's a sundial there.
And we'll have our Tuesday Travels coming up in less than 10 minutes, which is some video that we shot on that day, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Lisa actually found a couple of good new restaurants, right? Mama's Po' Boy?
Po' Boys. Those are good.
That Mama's Po' Boys. And let me tell you, this was one fat auntie. I was happy doing the happy food dance, if you know what that is.
The greatest sandwich I've ever had in my life was a fried shrimp po' boy in Keel, Mississippi.
And that's exactly what I had, too. I had the fried shrimp po' boy on Saturday and loved every morsel of it.
Mouth is watering thinking about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I was very happy. And let me tell you, Fat Mama, the owner, she is the nicest, most down-to-earth person you'll ever meet. When I went in there, she was just so friendly, and we were dancing and singing to the same songs that she had playing on the radio. So it was a blast.
Nice.
That is, and that will make that even more unique, not just the food, but the fact that she is the face of the restaurant, that she's probably mm-hmm. always going to be there, you know, which is very cool. People will, yeah, that's, those are very successful. Looks like, what was something Dave, who was the guy with the barbecue place, right?
Famous Dave?
Yeah, Famous Dave. I mean, they brand their place with the personality, and I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. So she's on to something there. Yeah, we got to get down there. We didn't stop in there. All right, what else? What else, Lisa? You got to know you got a lot going on with the News Bureau.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at doing, funny that we're mentioning Oshkosh so much today, because I'm looking at a story that deals with Winnebago County tourism, too. Had a really good year last year, so okay. I'll be researching and writing that story this week.
Well, I got to tell you, one thing about this community, and maybe I didn't realize it as much before I started doing this show, because I've always been just so sports oriented and, you know, okay, but I'm really realizing what great advocates, spokespeople. I mean, like down in Oshkosh with Pat. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
What a great spokesperson he is for that area. Yourself, Lisa. Appleton has several of them that are amazing. Yeah. Green Bay has them. I just think everybody's really up their game. Maybe it's competitive, but everybody's, you know, fighting for that tourist dollar or something. But I just think there's some really great advocates for some of our local communities around here. And it's not just a job. They're really passionate about it.
Well, and I think that's really true. And I think competition drives a little bit of that, quite honestly. But I think you can build all the infrastructure, the buildings, the parks, but you got to have the sizzle. You know, you've got to program it. You've got to have the events, the mile of music, the... You know, of course, EAA trumps everything, but you just need to have that music, the original music or the arts festivals. And those are things that needs leadership. I mean, the government can't do that. The government can build you the park. They can build the sidewalks, provide some security, but someone's got to take the lead on elevating as I say, you know, the sizzle on the steak. And I think I'm with Johnny. I think all three communities really, really have got stellar leadership on that. You know, I have a show on Sundays, Lean In Local, and we're just going to have the two directors of the east side and the west side of Green Bay just talk about things they've done in terms of activities and things they're looking forward to. I mean, we're not perfect here. We got a long ways to go, but I mean, and we don't steal things, but we borrow things from, there's some great things they're doing in Appleton and Oshkosh, and I think we should bring some of that stuff here, and as is, they should bring some of the stuff down there.
Lisa, let me ask this, and I know it's going to get really old in a short amount of time, but we're talking about the Packer draft, that we're kind of on the clock for the Packer draft. How is that? How are cities like the Oshkoshes, right, the Appletons, even like in between there, how are they looking at it? Are they looking at, yeah, this is part of our thing as well? How are you approaching that?
They are. As a matter of fact, the city of Appleton is bringing before their common council a new position that is specifically going to look at tourism rentals, what they call tourism room rentals, rooming rentals, meaning the Vrbos, the Airbnbs, the short-term rentals, and how they can make sure the licensing is being done properly for everybody that's coming up to consider doing that.
Kudos to Appleton for doing that, because there's also not just the licensing and the insurance, but there's taxes you got to pay too. You know, the Visitor and Convention Bureau, I don't know what they have down in Appleton. I know that we have that here. And it's funny. I just talked to a guy from Menasha on this weekend, and I was telling him, you know, we're renting our house for that. And he's like, do you think I could rent mine? I'm like, I don't know. Call this guy. You know, the guy that we know, that Michael. And he just texted me back and said, thanks for the tip on that. Because even in Menasha, he's going to rent his household for, you know, 4 days, not for the seven. But still, there's opportunities for everybody to make a little bit of money and also enjoy the drive.
But again, you're talking 40-minute drive, which is nothing compared. Right. I mean, remember in Dallas for the Super Bowl? Yeah. Trying to get from the hotel to the stadium was like an hour and a half drive. Right. So, I don't think people are going to, people that come in for that, I don't think 40, 45 minutes, an hour. I would think Oshkosh, maybe on the fridge, but I would think there would be people that would be willing to rent in Oshkosh to come to the draft. Don't you, Lisa?
I think people are even looking as far down as Milwaukee sometimes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I think this entire area is going to be affected by the NFL draft 2025, because we are very well positioned when it comes to transportation issues. The highways are really good in this area, although they're under construction right now. But we do have a lot of connectivity. I mean, you could stay in Oshkosh and it's a fast hour to Green Bay on I-41.
And then when you get here, Lisa, and I'm sure that, you know, to be part of your story, but there's a lot of park and rides, right? UWGB. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to get close and get on the shuttles, and they're going to have, I'm assuming they're going to have dedicated lanes for buses.
Well, there won't be any parking downtown. I mean, no. It's going to be crazy.
No, we're renting out our spot right here. I'm going to make up for all those tickets we got. We're just going to charge. Hey,
Lisa, but one last quick question about that. Are they making a concerted effort to attract people from out of town?
I haven't talked with the conventioners and conventions. I haven't talked with the Visitor Bureau.
The VCB.
Late. Yeah, there you go.
Visitor and Convention Bureau.
I don't know exactly what they're doing, each individual place is doing to promote, but I know that we are all going to be looking at
right.
This.
If they're hiring a full-time person to do that, yeah. Believe me, they're going to lean into it.
They did a demonstration of a certain type of software that can show you, all right, these are your licensed rentals.
Nice.
And these are here that are up for rental but aren't licensed. So they found that they had over like 350 that were available for rental but only 88 licensed. So there's really a need to have this licensing follow-up.
I should start something like this in the UP. I think people would come down. It's 100 miles from the UP.
I
think
they're not going to do that.
Well, Menominee's only 50, but Iron Mountain's like 100 miles. But how about this? We'd be the home of Steve Mariucci, Tom Izzo, do a little tour of all the different things. The mine. There's the glider museum.
Oh, God. No way.
Yeah.
You would give a tour to the glider. I've never heard of it.
Have you ever been to the glider museum?
No.
Do you want to know what it is?
No.
Okay.
I mean, sure.
Okay. D-Day was a couple of weeks ago. The gliders. One of my stories was about the glider pilot. They brought troops in on D-Day. They were all made up in Kingsford and Iron Mountain, Michigan.
Wow. That, okay, there. John, I don't know how you're going to handle it.
How much time do we have?
I can tell you the whole.
He's like, wow, like a dad. Like, oh, that's so interesting.
It's my kid.
Thank you, man. Amanda, is your handiwork coming up next?
Yes.
That's a good.
Amanda's handiwork coming up next.
We got to get back
Tuesday
to this.
Tuesday Travels. All right. Lisa, thank you. I apologize for him. Back after this. As you can, well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for somebody. Everything will work out fine, but it's all right. Hey, welcome back. Mino on the Mayor on a beautiful, although windy, really windy, Tuesday morning, 77 in Appleton, 76 in Oshkosh, 74 in Green Bay, up into the 90s today. What is next? Jim and I are both looking at
I know we're going to feature our
Tuesday travels.
Yep.
Our trip to Oshkosh, part of our trip.
Do we commentate or what do we
do? Well, no, we're just going to play it. Amanda's done the work. She's edited it all together. We got a little video here.
Thank you, Amanda.
She is on the camera.
Okay.
And we'll watch this and just know that this is a two-parter. So the first part we're going to see today was kind of walking around town. And then next week we're going to feature everything from the Grand.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So this is this week's. Amanda has something to say?
You guys just had too much good content. So I had to make it two parts.
We had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Here's your Tuesday Travels with Mino and the Mayor.
All right, let's go. On the tour. So what was I talking about today that I could live on? I could be on a deserted island, and I could just live off one thing because it's my favorite food. Todd, what is it?
Coconut.
Jim, what is it? So we come here. What do I see as a special? Coconut explosion. It is almond covered chocolate, coconut, almond, coconut ice cream stuff. It's like eight different things in there. I think Pat talked to somebody and said, hey, Mino's coming down. He's crazy for coconut, and you got this for me. No?
I wish I could say I did, John. I wish I could say that.
Well, the only other thing I could say is divine intervention. Because I've been living a clean life.
that one's Oshkosh Kids Foundation. Every single month, they do a brat that is like a percentage goes to that foundation.
Nice.
It's so nice.
Isn't that?
And they come up with like crazy cool combinations. Like, sometimes I think there's like gummy bear ones.
Oh my God. I can honestly say I have never seen so many different kinds of brats in my life.
You would maybe like the pineapple teriyaki brat to go with your coconut explosion.
I definitely would not like that because I don't like pineapples on my pizza. But I would love the big cheddar brat. I'd love the double beer. I'd love the Wisconsin fried beer and cheese. I'd like the Wisconsin triple beer.
We're seeing a theme here.
Right. And more beer.
You're in the right store.
All of my food groups are right here.
Right.
Okay, only disappointment. What kind of people are you here in Oshkosh? Who's that say? Oh, kangaroo beef and pork last. Kangaroo, we had his mom on our show about 3 months ago.
We gotta keep people.
It's real. I mean, this store has like every little part.
Oh my God, yeah.
Every part.
Everything.
Amazon.com. We have kids.
Right. Don't down and you say, help me find this.
Yeah.
And you saw all the people there help. Yeah.
You notice one thing about this town? Any direction, everywhere you go, there's a bar. Everywhere, every direction.
You would notice that.
No wonder she has an issue. Amy, we're in a back alley. It's the coolest looking back alley I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Who did all this? This is phenomenal.
So our downtown bin manager is, this has been an amazing project with lots of local artists that have come in and done all separate projects, basically.
I love this.
You were making something that wasn't the most attractive, and it's something that,
made it cool.
Get the lights, so tables.
Still a work in progress.
Fantastic.
We have athletes and seating in here. We don't know. It's like different things. Yeah.
If me and the mayor had an office right here, you know, it'd be every morning, he and I would be sitting out there singing, Moon River, wider than a mile.
This was prominent. In fact, they kept a lot of this, the original stuff that they put up.
Yep.
That was created as a Walgreens across the street.
No kidding.
This was all billboards that they built up around here to make it look.
I remember those.
Yep. So this was kind of where that was all shot. You know, not a lot of negatives in Oshkosh, but there are certain time periods when the lake flies are a little crazy, aren't they?
No. Yes.
I mean, there's one right here.
Ow! I said it! God!
Love it.
There is your Tuesday travels. Next week, we go to the Grand.
Nice job, Amanda. That was so much fun walking around downtown Oshkosh. Just a great time, great places, great people.
And I'm glad you captured the video of that, how clean that city is.
Yeah.
And
you brought that up, though. This, you're the only human being I know that can walk down a street and say, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I love these sidewalks. These are the best sidewalks I've ever seen. You were crazy over those sidewalks.
You want to promote pedestrian traffic. And
yes.
Yeah, that they did it right down there. And as Pat said, that's 20 years in the making.
I mean, yeah.
Just that kind of downtown doesn't happen overnight.
Fun town. And fun. I can never remember the name of the place, ice cream place.
Oh, Artie and Ed's.
Artie and Ed's. Yeah. Man, if you've never been there, folks, you got to go. And they got the wonderful girls on the roller skates out there. But you got to go inside. It's literally like walking into... I want to say happy, but it wasn't happiness. It was Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
It reminds me of walking into that little place in Back to the Future.
And what I thought was cool about that was the people working there were, you know, these high school.
Okay. What? That's the only thing that was a little uncomfortable.
What? Because you were hitting on that. You should have done that.
When you were talking to the guy, he goes, hey, I bet that's a great job for picking up chicks, huh? This got to be one of the greatest jobs you'd ever have for picking up chicks.
I didn't say it like that. I said, I bet this is a fun place.
You kind of did. You kind of did.
Well, if you kind of got your eye on somebody, you could maybe give an extra scoop of ice cream or, you know, and not charge. You know what I mean?
Like, did you get extra? Did anybody give you extra ice cream?
No, I didn't have that.
My mom always tells the story. This is honest to God truth. She always, to her dying day, you know, sometimes they'll have a story they'll tell a thousand times.
Oh, yeah.
My mom always tells the story about before she started dating my dad, him and his friends used to come into the bar that she used to work at, and they'd all have coffee royals. And a coffee royal is a shot of brandy in your coffee, okay? and she would always give him two shots.
See? Some things don't change.
So she was always friend. Well, I gave Jimmy two shots. He was so cute.
And that's what I was telling
Yeah, so you're right about that. I won't give you that. But it was just weird.
It's a subtle way of making a connection. So a special connection.
I know, but it's just, I don't know the way you put it. Hey, let's be honest. Hey, how you doing? You doing pretty good? With the chicks?
I didn't just say it like that. I just said, look, I bet this is a fun place to meet girls.
This or a lifeguard. Got to be the two greatest jobs.
Lifeguard's another one.
Yeah. Were you ever a lifeguard?
I was not. My kids were. No,
Two Rivers has a community swimming pool.
We do. We had a pool. No.
I don't think it's in really great shape anymore, but we had one.
All right. What do we got tomorrow?
I do not know. But we'll be here. Right. Hey, everybody. Thanks very much for being here, Amanda. Thanks for all the great work you do.
Thank
Todd,
you,
Todd, you're the greatest. All our tremendous guests we had on today. Robin Scott, Hans Lucks, Scott Vency, Lisa Hale, NBC 26, the whole gang there. Thanks very much. Back in tomorrow morning. Enjoy this beautiful day. I'm going to work on my sheen right now.
Go to work.
I'm going to start taking stuff off here.